Welcome to the Wildly Worthy Podcast, where we teach you how to raise your self-worth and your net worth. Hey, I'm Nikki. I used to be super anxious and insecure until I started taking control of my life. Now I'm an entrepreneur who travels the world for fun, always looking for my next adventure. Each week, I'll share with you how you can grow your belief in yourself, learn how to overcome your fears, and create a life that you love. You are wildly worthy of all that you desire. I'm so happy that you're here. Now let's get started. Hello, my main characters. Are you ready for this? Yes, you are. I'm answering for you because today is a super good one. I hope that you're still living your lives as though you're the main character. I'm not going to let you forget about that. And you are doing everything you can to make this an exciting show to watch, right? Cool beans. So I'm really excited. I have my group opening this. Actually, the group is closing this week. The launch is closing on Wednesday. So if you are interested in getting in my Money Map group coaching program, we're going to do 6 weeks of learning how to set up your money so that you can pay off your debt and become financially free and hopefully find some extra money in your month, and which is very likely. Like I've told you guys before, I found over $1,000 a month in just my 9-to-5. I didn't make any extra money in that time, and I found that through getting debt paid off, looking for money leaks, and seeing where my money was actually going. So if you want to join us, I'm going to put the link in the show notes. I would love, love, love to have you. It's only $97 for 6 weeks of coaching. You're going to get me helping you through the whole process, and trust me, it's going to save you a lot of time than trying to do it on your own. All right, awesome. So let's get to today's episode. I first of all want to give credit to Chris Harder because I listened to one of his podcasts and it really inspired me. And I can't remember what it's called, but he talked about kind of the same thing. So if you're having a negative experience right now, if you are having a negative life, I want you to look into what are you surrounding yourself with? What is your environment and how is it playing into how you're feeling? They say that we're the combination or the average of 5 people we spend the most time with. So it's time to take a good inventory and a good look at who are you spending the most time with. And it doesn't have to be in person. You could be spending time with people by listening to their podcasts or by reading their books or by watching their videos or their YouTubes, okay? So if you're like, oh, well, I'm with, you know, 5-year-olds all day, or I'm with these people that I have to be around, you may have to do that during your job or where whatever you're doing, or if you're a mom, right? I want you to seek out other opportunities, other people to hear their voices and to hear their words. Because here's the thing, is if you're around negative people and all you're hearing is negativity and grumpiness and anger, that's going to become you and your feelings and your thoughts. So a lot of times when we have thoughts, negative thoughts in our heads, they're not our own words. They're words that we've heard other people speak and we've made them our own. You know, they say when people get together, like couples, they start speaking like each other. They start using each other's words. So you have to be really careful about whose words and whose voice you're listening to, because you only want to take on positive things. So people who are saying positive things, happy things, good things, full of gratitude, that's the kind of people that you want to be listening to and filling your head with, basically. Obviously, you want your own thoughts, but just, you know, people who are pouring into you, look at trying to find who you want to hear from, okay? So the first thing is to look at the people you spend your time with, whether in person, in real life, or just you're learning from, right? Then I want you to look at what you're watching. And if you follow me for a while, you know that I am 100%, like, you don't have to give up your Netflix. You don't have to give up, you know, entertainment, right? Who doesn't love some good entertainment? But, however, look at what you're entertaining yourself with. What are you watching? What kind of images and feelings are those things putting into your mind? So one thing that I think of is like watching true crime. And I love watching true crime, right? It's so interesting to figure out what happened and why it happened and what's behind these actions. But if you watch those things, you're going to have those images, right? They show a lot of those images in your brain. Rather than having happy, lovely images, you might have crime scenes. So that's one thing that you want to be careful about watching. And, I mean, that could be fictional crime as well, right? I love a good crime drama. FBI and CIA shows are like my favorite. But let me tell you, after listening to Chris's episode, I've been trying to cut back on that. And it's helped. Yeah. So that one. And then there's also reality shows. And I know we all love a good reality show. But if it is seeping into your inner being, your feeling of worth and your attitudes about life, you might want to look at, maybe I should cut that out and not watch that so much. So, you know, a lot of the Real Housewives shows, all they do is fight and cause drama with each other, right? That's not a really lovey situation. And then there's also like 90 Day Fiancé, and I used to love watch that. I watched like first several seasons, and then finally I was like, I don't like how this is making me feel. I liked watching it because I like to kind of experience other cultures and hear how other people live right outside of the United States. And that was cool to experience and hear other languages on the regular. And that was one of the reasons I loved watching that show. But it got to where it was so intense and everybody was so angry and just ugly to each other that I was like, I can't watch this anymore. So I've quit watching that. So, you know what you watch and you know how it makes you feel. If it just makes you laugh and you don't really take it in, then, I mean, go ahead. I know for myself, I'm very sensitive to others' emotions and, like, just talk, right? I know that about myself. And so those are the boundaries that I have to set up. So think about what it is that you're watching and think about how it makes you feel. Like a reality show that would make you feel happy or light might be something like Queer Eye, where they're doing these makeovers and these people are like seeing all these positive changes in their lives. And yeah, they start out negative and they're going through a rough time or whatever, but these people come in and they help them. And they see a complete, you know, life change, makeover, transformation, whatever you want to call it. You know, also other things like Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. Those are all about, you know, getting your life together. So those might be some positive. If you enjoy reality shows, look at something like that. Okay, cool. And I'm not telling you what to do at all. You are in charge of your life. You are in control. I just want you to take a look at how it makes you feel afterwards. And do you want to feel that way or do you want to feel differently? So then also you want to look at what you're listening to as far as like music or podcasts, and how they're making you feel. So are you listening to music that's angry, that's disempowering? I know for a while I had some songs that were like very disempowering to women, like just, you know, put us down, or like that the only power we had was in our sexuality and like that we had to use that. And I'm like, that's not really the vibe that I want. So I changed it. And you can do that. You can also change what it is that you're feeding your mind with. So take a look at what you're listening to. What do your playlist consist of? I will tell you a new playlists, not playlists, but artists, sorry, couldn't get it out, that I've been listening to is Chris and Teeb, T-E-E-B, and they have an album called The Manifestation, and they're all, like, rap songs, but they're all, like, affirmations. It's amazing. So if you want something positive that still has, like, a good beat, then look them up. I'll link the Spotify list in the show notes so you guys can see an example of how you can put positivity in your life and, like, maybe start your morning with those kinds of things rather than angry or sad. Like, sad music really upsets me too. Like, I'm very affected by music. So, yeah, take a look at what you're listening to, and if there needs to be a change, then make that change for the positive. Then you want to look at what you're reading. Are you reading things that are empowering, or are you reading things that are disempowering and upsetting to you? If it's upsetting to you, you don't have to read it, okay? And that's not, like, spiritual bypassing. That's just, why put that? If it's not something that is actually happening, maybe it's a fictional book that's upsetting to you, like, don't put yourself through that, right? Unless you just really want to finish the book, that's fine. I've actually been trying to finish the last, well, it's actually the first Hunger Games, it's the prequel, for probably a year. I'm, like, 95% done with it. It's on Goodreads. And it's just a lot of, like, it's about President Snow, and if you've watched Hunger Games, you know he's, like, the villain, but in this book, it's about him when he's younger, and he is not the villain, but there are bad things going on, so, you know, that kind of stuff is kind of hard to read and, you know, really get into when I'm feeling very light, and I want to feel light and positive and happy. So I've put it down, picked it back up, and just, you know, every now and then I'll read it and finish it. I'll finish it eventually, by the summer, hopefully. Okay, lastly, and I think this one might be the most important, and it's up to you what you think, but social media. What are you subjecting yourself to on social media? And that does not mean just, like, your neighbors having a pool party you didn't get invited to, right? Yeah, that's upsetting. But look at the accounts you're following and look at how you feel when you, like, get off the site. So if you're scrolling through Instagram and you close Instagram and then you start to go do something else and you're like, oh, I don't like the way I feel in my chest right now. Like, maybe your chest feels tight or you are, like, mad or angry. That's time to look at, like, what was just went into your mind. Like, even subconsciously, you didn't even realize that you read it and it upset you. Okay? So some things that may be, like, contributing to that could be, like, celebrity gossip sites. People that put other people down or, like, talk about the drama that's going on. It's really just not positive. I'm sure celebrities don't like that. Celebrities, they're real people, right? Like, why do we, I wouldn't want my stuff splattered all over social media, so I'm sure they don't, and I think I kind of take that on. Have a little bit of empathy for them when I see that kind of stuff. So maybe something like that's affecting you. Maybe it's just, like, a random account that you follow that every time they post or, like, a lot of things that they say, it just makes you feel bad about yourself. Whether it makes you feel insecure or, like, you're doing the wrong thing or, like, you're not pretty enough or rich enough or smart enough, it's just, you know, affecting you. And it's okay to unfollow those accounts. It's okay to mute them. Maybe if you don't want to unfollow them, maybe mute them for a little while because it is affecting you in your mental health. Okay? Awesome. So that's really all I wanted to talk about today. If you're not feeling your best, if you're not feeling your most positive, I want you to take a look at your environment and see what you are feeding your mind and your soul every day, because if you're not giving it the best, then it's, you know, our brains can only work with what we give it. So you remember those affirmations we've talked about, meditation. And I will tell you guys, I've had a hard time meditating lately, just sitting still with myself. I don't know. I think it's just something in my nervous system. So, you know, some meditations I do are taking a long walk. And because on that long walk, I'm not going to be looking at my phone. I'm not going to be watching TV. And then sometimes it's working out, because both of those instances, I'm not looking at my phone. So sometimes meditation is just not looking at your phone, right? Separating yourself from the world for a little bit and all the noise is what it's going to take to feel more at ease and more at peace in your life. Cool. Awesome. Thank you guys for hanging out with me. If you are still here, I appreciate you. I love you. Please hit me up on Instagram. Let me know if you like this episode, what you want more of, what you want less of. I'm at wildly_worthy on Instagram. And once again, if you are looking to up your money game and really want to take control of your finances and be in community with other women doing the same thing, like being so proactive and positive with their money situation, then join us in Money Map. I will put the link in the show notes. It closes on Wednesday. So I am taking people until Wednesday into that group. I cannot wait to see who all joins us. We already have a couple women in there. They've already said yes. No hesitation. Can't wait to see you guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye.